How do you stay informed about what's happening in the accounting world? Not so much the news and the day-to-day, but the trends, the patterns, the drivers of change. What if you had an advisory board of experts to help you gauge what the world is thinking about vital trends and patterns in the accounting world, about what's working and what isn't? You could put some prompts into ChatGPT and get an idea, but what if you could go to the real people themselves who are on the front line working with and in accounting firms? I'm talking about real people, real opinions, real insights. I'm Rob Brown. And for this brand new Accounting Answers podcast, I've interviewed 111 people in the know from tons of different countries, roles, viewpoints, all to keep you ahead of what the world is thinking in accounting, finance, and tech. And I've asked them all the same five questions about change, talent, people, tech, and the future of accounting. That's over 500 brilliant, passionate, and articulate perceptions, insights, viewpoints from professionals with a say in this game. And in this show, coming out every working day for the next few weeks, you're going to hear every single answer. Each episode will focus on one of the five questions and give you answers from five of our experts. So let's deep dive into today's episode. We've been focusing all this week on the question, are business owners any closer to receiving proactive advice from accountants? While the consensus seems to be yes, the actual news is mixed. And what's even more interesting is the reasons for the answers our experts and influencers are giving for the slow pace of change with CAS or client advisory services or business coaching, or consultancy, or compliance plus, or whatever you choose to call it. Let's check out more of their answers. It's time to listen to Itamar Jobani, CEO of Payam, the innovative global spend management platform that's transforming how companies manage their spending with smart technology-driven solutions.
I think that yes, I think while the previous sort of generation of accountants were very occupied with basically just keeping up with the books and doing all the manual works of collecting the invoices and preparing the books, I think now that there's more tools that help them to automate that can streamline the communication between their customers or their customers' employees to collect invoices and to automatically streamline that into the accounting platforms, then they can play a more significant role in doing strategic work and in that sense also doing proactive work. I think there is also now more tools that can actually help accountant to do proactive work. There is more and more tools that can surface up insights on what they can see in the books. For example, if you're doing everything manually or you're only leveraging the basic accounting tools, then it's very hard to keep track on how your long tail spend look like. But if you're using more advanced tools, then those tools can actually surface up a cumulative, let's say, spend in a different category that they can see an outlier. There's an increased spend in T&E in a specific department or a specific employees. So I think by being smart about choosing what tools you actually have in your toolbox, you can provide the customer or the company with a more strategic and proactive insight about their spend.
We welcome to the show Jack Flaherty, CEO at The Decision Switch, empowering decisive and innovative leaders with tools and strategies to make better business decisions in a fast-paced world.
Good question. Yes, they are. I think accountants are going to become more integrated and aware real-time of what their clients are doing. However, I do believe their clients themselves are becoming much smarter with their own systems because of the software and the dashboards and reporting that it provides them in real time. So actually where I see that real-time dynamic between the professional services firm and the client is a proactive reach out by both sides in discussing anomalies and issues that arise. And we look at it from a regulatory perspective or a rules-based perspective in discussing how that treatment should be handled. And often it's not going to be at the year-end financials. It's going to be in real time throughout the course of a financial year. And so organizations can reduce their risk and be much more proactive in benefiting their financials, their performance, those types of issues, which ultimately, or I should say historically, would have been identified later in the year. So it'll create healthier clients, but a much more rich dynamic throughout the course of the 12-month cycle of the year, rather than just quarterly or at year end.
Let's now hear the insights of James Webb, Head of Partnerships at Insights and Data Platform Pulse, where he facilitates meaningful connections between accounting firms and the insights they need to thrive.
So I think business owners are receiving lots of advice and lots of information. The proactive bit is the interesting question as to whether they are hunting themselves or they're being sent information in order for them to understand. Now, I think there is plenty of information out there for business owners to get and be proactive. I still think they're reserved as to what they look at, whether they understand it, and most importantly, how they use that data or information. But I think in terms of business owners proactively receiving things, yes, certainly in Pulse where we work, we're seeing a lot of interest of getting information up front at hand for little work and ease. And therefore, us being proactive is helping business owners to get to that point.
Here with us now is Jason Stein, a thought leader, writer, and speaker on current and future trends in accounting, engaging with professionals to navigate the evolving landscape of the industry.
So here's the interesting thing. I keep hearing, and I have been hearing, we've got to transform. We've got to start offering more advisory services. And I've talked about that for many years myself. And what I think there's also a parallel narrative that not a lot of people are talking about, that is, there are many firms that are offering proactive advice to small businesses. It's the small businesses that are ready for it. And there's a lot of small businesses that are still in their 1 to 5 year mark. They're not really ready for the proactive financial advice from this profession quite yet. There's some that are, of course, but they're not established yet. They're on their hamster wheel just trying to get things set up, and they need a guiding hand. I'm not saying they don't need services, but the level of advisory services that we typically talk about, that's not a new concept. Not only have we been talking about it for 20, 30 years, Ron Baker's been talking about it since the 80s, there's plenty of firms that are doing it. Now, they structure it in a lot of different ways. And I think when we think of advisory services in the construct of structured, you're paying me and I'm giving you advice on a regular basis, I think that's going to evolve. And I think that starts to get into some of the rest of the questions here. I'll close it with that how we think about advisory is changing. And I think that how the industry starts to evolve will be like we've never seen before.
Let's tune into the thoughts of Jeff Borshua, strategist, innovator, disruptor, and visionary, embracing change in an interesting world, leading the charge in redefining accounting practices for the future.
I wish I could say yes. How do I put it? I think business owners are getting more clear on what they want. So I believe, and this is my love of the accounting profession, most accountants change when their clients ask them to. They're not necessarily looking ahead saying, how can I go do this? And no offense to the accounting profession, we're paid well because we know our stuff. And when you look backwards, it's really easy to say, yes, I know my stuff. But when you're predicting the future, it's like predicting the weather. I could be wrong 90% of the time, but what matters is that 10% I'm right. I'm seeing a lot of interaction with business owners. I'm seeing them getting a little less patient with their accountants. And one of my favorite things is I'm seeing people using ChatGPT, for example, to ask questions and say, hey, what should I be asking my accountant? And to me, that is going to be a game changer, because I'm going to be blunt here, Rob. A lot of accountants will say, my client never asked me for help. Well, just because they didn't ask doesn't mean they don't need it. So I'm actually coaching a lot of my business owners, and I'm saying, here's how you can get help, and here's the language you need to ask in GPT to get the list of questions you should be asking your accountant.
So there you have 5 great answers to the question, are business owners any closer to receiving proactive advice from accountants? Every working day of the week, Monday through Friday, we give you the insights of 5 top influencers in the accounting world on this critical area for proactive advice from accountants. That's 25 valuable perspectives, viewpoints, and best thinking every week. And with each fresh week comes a fresh question with more thoughts from the best accounting influencers and leaders we can find. Thanks for listening to the Accounting Answers podcast and sharing this brand new show with your friends. If you want to join the conversation, you can plug into our community of influencers at accountinginfluencers.com and check out our virtual speed networking events. These happen every few months for the North America region and the UK-Europe region. Great opportunities to raise your profile, build valuable connections, and share your thoughts with influential peers. Until next time, this is your host, Rob Brown, saying stay informed, stay relevant, and stay connected.